Hey, welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, the largest paranormal investigating and training organization in the Garden State. And of course, I'm here tonight with Brian Sant.
I'm always here.
Yeah. Now, you know what? Happy leap year. Brian, is this our first leap year together?
No.
I think so. I don't think we've ever, since we've known each other, there hasn't been another leap year in February,
has it? Every four. Yeah.
Oh, I knew you when there was another one?
Yes.
Okay. Well, when did you join? 2002, right?
I don't remember. I have to look.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was 2001.
No.
No?
I was still married then.
Okay, so 2002.
Yeah.
So 2003, 2004.
Would be 4 years ago, yeah. Wow, we had a leap year 4 years. Wow, 2004. So anyway, happy leap year day to everybody. I feel sorry for anybody who's born on this day. So my condolences. So then this is our second leap year knowing each other.
Yes.
But tell everybody what major first happened, which we forgot to talk about last week on the show because it happened last week.
No, we didn't forget. Don't shake your head at me.
Well, last week, Brian and I...
Oh, come on. Everybody knows we record two of these at a time.
Brian and I lost our audition virginity together. Tell him, Brian.
I think you would be better telling you since you're the star.
Oh, God. Was that a hoot or what? Oh, you're a star. I'm like, nobody talks like that.
Well, it's better than saying that you were cute.
Well, this is, yes, star is a four-letter word I could deal with, but not cute. Yeah, because anytime if I put something on, I come down like, what do you think? And if the guy goes, that's cute, I'm like, it's coming off. I'm so not wearing this.
How many times has that been said?
I keep my clothes on the conservative side just to avoid that crap. But in any event, yeah, so Brian and I went in. I don't know if those of you who are actually on the NJGHS Yahoo groups. And if you are on it, you would have gotten the email saying that I was just helping this lady out, sending out the call that if you're a CPI and you've got X amount of experience and you're comfortable and have a good camera presence, you might want to look at what she's offering and go in and have an audition to possibly be the host of a paranormal TV show on some network, you know, probably cable network TV show. And, you know, it was President's Day. Brian and I are like, what the hell? You know, it worked out well because Brian got his audition right after mine. So I got him to drive, which was nice because I hate driving and he knows that. But we use my car, right? And my gas and then my Easy Pass. And I'm cool with that. It's just, but you were a champ, man.
Well,
and then all those potholes you were navigating. And then Tom, my stupid GPS screwed us up on the way back.
Crap.
Yeah, he's like, you should call this lost.
Well, I mean, Michael, then on the way back, you know, it was like raining. And everybody knows how you are with driving in rain.
Yeah.
We would have been doing like 10 miles an hour the whole way home.
Well, I'm telling you, that car is a POS, man. Didn't you feel how bad it is? It doesn't like hold the road at all?
Well, I'm sorry when a car is hit more than once.
I want Pirellis. If I get anything back on my income tax, man, I was going to get myself a flat panel TV. But you know what? I really think if I get anything back from the government, it's going for 4 Pirellis on that car. Because, you know, I can deal with the TV that I have. Yeah, it's antiquated by today's standards. And at some point, everything is switched. What is that, 2009? They're going all digital, so I'm going to have to.
February 2009.
Yeah.
Well, you won't. No, you won't have to. You can get like there's like a box or something.
Yeah, then they'll charge you extra for some stupid box. So, yeah, I'll have to eventually do it. But to me, I'm like, you know what? I remember when I had that little Nissan Pulsar NX Turbo and we put Pirellis on it. Oh, my God. That was a 5-speed, and that thing just slammed. We took it up. We tested it on Dead Man's Curve up in Parsippany, and it held the road. It was just, like, an amazing. And I was like, it's the tires, dude. And I always swore by those tires after that. But anyway, I digress. So, yes, we lost our audition virginity together on President's Day.
Well, we were in the same place, but we auditioned
separately, but we each had an audition. So, you know, it's...
very interesting location to do an audition.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically a residential apartment.
Converted to office space, pretty much, yeah. Well, that's New York, though. I mean, everything. I remember when I met with that Kate, whatever her name was, and she was like the top party planner in New York, and this is when she was booking for a client party and for her own party, and Planet Janet sent me in to interview with this woman and for her to consider me as Laura Aura for these two different parties, one of them being hers. And her name was so big in New York as a party planner. She's like, Janet's like, go in and make a really good impression because then you're locked, you know, because any party that she books you for, you get the top, whatever. If there's like a price range, you'll always get the highest amount because it's her name saying, here, this is who you want. And when I went in to interview with her, she was in a beautiful brownstone. So it looked like you were walking into someone's house. So what was the living room was the waiting room. Then you went to the dining room, and that was her office.
Okay, see, that was a brownstone. That was its own house. Mm-hmm. This was an apartment, like in an apartment building.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, that's New York. New York is just everybody crammed on top of one another. It's ugh, I don't know how they do it.
Yep, the only, lost her virginity and talked and met two twins.
Well, we didn't get to meet them both in person.
Well, we talked to the one.
Yeah, we talked to one and then the other one that we saw in person, but obviously you're looking at the same thing. I mean, they are identical. You saw the picture of the two of them. But yeah, so it was, you know, will anything come of it?
Probably not.
I doubt it, you know. But it's good to say, hey, you know, I've done it. I've given it a shot, you know. We were both off today, so what the hell? Or that day.
It's President's Day, people.
So, but yeah, I'm going to have to email TomTom or go to their website and say, you know, hello. How could you work out here in East Bumble Nothing and in Manhattan? You screwed up. I mean, come on.
I told you what to do.
I know. I will do it.
No, you won't. You're going to write them in the
I'll write it down now.
You're going
to
write
What do I do? I have to go to their site and ask for updates?
No, you go there. You'll register your unit.
Ooh.
You'll go to support.
I'm going to register my unit.
Go to the downloads for it, and there will probably be an update for it.
But in all seriousness, Manhattan, how the hell could you not have something? I mean, Manhattan's Manhattan. It's just the way it is, you know?
Well, that's what happens when you buy a crap. Magellan.
Yeah, I know. I can't afford all that.
I knew I should have just brought mine.
Well, we... You're making me choke now. Come on. Well, in any event, we did end up making the UE and getting back on course. But it was just... It's a bummer because it took us to the Lincoln Tunnel to get out of there. And I wanted to go back because we came in on the GW just fine, you know? Oh, great. Should we move along to the meeting announcements?
Oh.
Okay.
Happy joy.
Okay. We have all meetings starting at 7 p.m. and ending promptly at 8:30 p.m. They are free and open to the public to attend. If you have any suspicious photographs or recordings, please bring them to an NJGHS monthly meeting. Every meeting has a share and scare segment wherein your evidence can be reviewed for legitimacy. Now, the first meeting that we have coming up at BAT is on February 28th. This is the Northeast Division taking place at the Bogota Recreation Building located at 162 West Main Street in Bogota. That's headed up by team leader Laura Lindemann. Then we have the Central Jersey Division. That's on March 5th, located in the Hazlitt Library at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. Team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish will be on hand. Then we have the Northwest Division, headed up by team leader Dina Chirico. That takes place on March 18th, and that's in the Community Center in Hackettstown, located at 293 Main Street. This month's meeting of March 18th will have special guest speaker David Roundtree presenting on ghost hunting equipment basics. If you've missed any of these announcements, guess what? You can go to the homepage of njghs.net and get all the info there. There's even clickable links for map questing if you need directions and you don't have a lost TomTom to get you there. We're going to take a quick break.
Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
So, what do you do when you catch a ghost?
Burn that bridge when I come to it, I suppose.
Meet Irving Rehnquist.
So, do you still go for any young thing in a little skirt that'll take you?
You're not the sharpest tool in the shed, are you?
An out-of-work, out-of-shape paranormal investigator.
You've been giving me nothing, Irving. Your focus is shifting off this project.
That girl, Dottie, she has a ghost.
We have something!
Can I come tonight?
Do you want to come on an investigation?
Oh, yeah. This is no time to
lose your head. Alright, remember the strategy.
Try not to talk at all if I can help it.
So we split up.
Is that okay?
No, that is not okay. That means I'm gonna eat something that's gonna turn into a giant worm.
Mommy.
Or maybe I'm gonna look into a mirror and I'm gonna see something there on my face and it's gonna make me pick at it until I'm pulling my skin off.
You don't believe that crap, do you?
Hey, you're a ghost hunter, okay? You chase after ghosts and UFOs.
Irving Rehnquist Ghost Hunter. Series premieres October 31st, only at irvingrehnquist.com.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Para Share. Do you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell? Then send it in an email to thedeadline, all one word, at njghs.net. For each Para Share that you submit and we read on the show, you'll receive one credit. You may use your credits to receive membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Only one credit is necessary. Or you may cash in 10 credits for a natal chart. That's a $75 value. We'll keep track of the Para Shares and let you know when you hit 10. And then you can send me, Laura, H at njghs.net, your birth date, time, and birthplace, and I will send you a full color natal chart and printout with my handwritten notes. Okay, we do have a Para Share this week. Comes to us, well, we'll find out at the end, but I know she said not to give out her last name, and I think I even deleted it so I wouldn't read it by accident. Okay, here we go. Yes, we have a Para Share. This is 2 weeks in a row, just so you know. We're on a roll here. Keep it up, people. Okay. Here is something that happened to my mother and I a few years ago. Oh, I missed that. It's to my mother and me, objective case, opposite the objective of the preposition, too. But
I don't think anyone cares.
All right, so here's something that happened to my mother and me a few years ago. My mother has a real estate agent. My mother has been a real estate agent for 23 years, and before I got my real estate license, there was a house in Tinton Falls, New Jersey, that I had always loved, and I said to myself, if that house ever comes up for sale, I have to go inside. Well, one day I was driving down the street, and there was a for sale sign on the lawn. Excuse me. So I called my mother, and we were set to go inside. We pulled up to this historic white house on the corner. It was grand with its wraparound porch and huge piece of land. I was so excited to go inside. I really didn't think anything of it at the time that it might be haunted. We opened the door and I was finally inside this grand house. We walked around at our leisure because it was vacant. We got to the front room, which they used as the living room, with its French doors that opened onto the porch. We heard something strange. We looked at each other like, what was that? It sounded like something in the chimney. I walked over to it, and there were dead birds lying inside the fireplace. Ew. I was a little sick over that sight. We moved on up the grand staircase to the second level of the house. It was so beautiful. At this point, I started to feel a headache coming on. Again, I didn't think anything paranormal. We then went upstairs to the third floor, which was the attic, but they had it finished to make four more rooms. When I was in one of the rooms, I heard a scratching sound. I called my mother into the room with me so she could hear it too. We stopped and listened and thought, well, maybe something was in the attic. Wait, we were in the attic. But maybe something was scratching on the roof or something. It was weird. I started to get a little freaked out. We continued to look around and daydream about what we would put in each of the rooms if we lived there. You know, I am like famous. I could go to any like castle or anything and I'm taking pictures thinking, because someday if I ever hit the lottery and I want to afford this stuff, this is what I'd buy, you know. Anyway, we heard the scratching sound over and over as we walked into the different rooms. As we got to the side room, we stopped dead in our tracks, as we both heard clear as day, kids laughing, playing, and bouncing a ball. I mean, it was like someone was downstairs with two kids, a boy and a girl, and they were having a good time playing. My mother, being the real estate agent, called down the stairs to let the people, if there were any, know that she was an agent from so-and-so office and we were upstairs. No one answered her back. I slowly walked around into one room to look at the window facing the driveway to see if there was anyone there with cars, but nothing was out there. I walked back into the hall where my mother was standing, and she looked at me with this look of panic and fear and put her hand on my arm and said very quietly, "Let's go now." I mean, if you have ever seen your mother with a look of fear in her eyes, this was it. I was sick and thought, "Oh God, let's go." We quickly walked down the stairs, not looking back at anything, and went out the door. My mom wasn't wasting any time to get out of that house. I followed her. She looked so scared. I was in shock. When we got outside, we got outside, she locked up. And so I guess she locked up the house. Sorry. We walked around the house to see if anyone was really there, and we missed them. But nothing. No one. No cars, no doors, or windows were open. I can tell you the sound was amazing of these kids. The house sat on the market for some time, but finally a new family moved in. Every time I go past that house, I want to stop and talk to the new owners, but I don't. The new owners have done some stupid renovations to this beautiful grand house on the corner, so I wonder if they are hearing the sounds too. Jennifer. This comes from Jennifer. That was very, very good. Now see, that's what it is. People think you have to have like this full-on Ghostbusters, you know, full-body apparition thing to send in a parashare, and that was perfect example. You heard voices, but you checked it out. Nobody was there. You got creeped out and you left. That's a parashare, right, Brian?
Yes, it is.
And do you have anything to say to her?
Like, good job.
Good job. Thank you. It really was. Very well written. Except I missed that, you know, first person singular pronoun agreement in the beginning. My bad. But really, it's a good story. Very good story. All right, we're going to take a break.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits!
Oh yeah, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostandemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostandemon.com. The Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Attention, paranormal investigators in New Jersey and beyond. Be warned, this is not a parafest and not a social conference. This is Intense. The Paranormal Intensive 2008 is coming to Hackettstown, New Jersey on Saturday, September 20th. This all-day event will offer workshop after workshop to hone your skills and broaden your investigative knowledge of the paranormal. Pick and choose the workshops you want at only $25 each. You can register online at www.njghs.net/paraintensive.html using PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa. That night, enjoy a buffet dinner and spirit circle with Jane Doherty, psychic medium at the haunted Charlie Brown Steakhouse in Hackettstown. This event is $60 per person and includes the dinner, tax, tip, and spirit circle in the private dining room on the second floor of this former hotel where the young, distraught girl drowned in the bathtub and haunts this place to the day. Seating for this event is severely limited, so register online ASAP. The Paranormal Intensive 2008, September 20th, Hackettstown, New Jersey. Be there.
Welcome back. It's time for Haunted Trivia. Now, last week's Haunted Trivia, you were asked, what is the name of the American prospector who willed close to $200,000 to research of survival of the human soul after death? The answer, James Kidd, K-I-D-D. He was born in 1879 and basically went missing slash dead in 1949. Pretty cool, huh?
Nice.
Okay, this week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of somewhat challenging. Folklore of the British Isles tells of mysterious lights that bob over the ground and stop at houses or other sites where death is imminent. Similar lights are called fetch lights in Ireland. They seem to have a fluorescence and candle flame shape. What is the name of these peculiar death omen lights? Be the first person to send the correct answer to hauntedtrivia, all one word, at njghs.net, and you'll win the book, True Tales of Ghostly Encounters by Andrew Honigman. This is from the files of Fate magazine. It's True Tales of Ghostly Encounters. It has, listen to this, a mother's spirit returns to hurry along her headstone engraving because she's tired of telling folks who I am. Long-lost childhood friends spend an hour catching up in a coffee shop, except one of them has been dead for nearly a year. A beautiful showgirl appears in times of danger to assist a generation after generation of her own descendants. Over the past 50 years, Fate magazine has published thousands of true ghost stories, personal accounts from ordinary people. Oh, this is like one of those parashares, right? Wow! Amazing. What a concept! Anyway, personal accounts from ordinary people who have had extraordinary encounters with the hereafter. This collection features the best of these chilling, bizarre, heartwarming, and sometimes humorous haunting experiences. These first-hand reports of messages, gifts, and assistance from the spirit world include tales of apparitions, children and ghosts, warnings, visions, unfinished business, companions, and restless spirits and blessings. You know, good book. And I have to tell people, if you don't have the answer, okay, and you're like, darn, I really want that book, and now I don't know what the answer is, I can't win it, or somebody else beat you to it and got the answer right as well and you lost out, guess what? You can order all these books. Like last week's was Bone Chillers, the Terror 13 Terror Tales, and this week is True Tales of Ghostly Encounters. The NJGHS has all these books for sale. And if you're a member, you get 10% off list price. Now, this week's book has a retail value of $12.95. So, people, you get 10% off that if you're a member. Okay? So, if you'd like to order a copy, and I may have to check we have the page on our site, The Ghost Shop. And I'll have to see if I have these new covers and titles uploaded. If not, I'll get them on there. But if you're interested in them and you don't see them on the site, just shoot me an email to laurah@njghs.net and say, hey, you know that book that was the prize this week, Bone Chillers or Ghostly Tales Encounters? You know, I really want to get a copy of that. Let me just see. Bone Chillers retails for $8.95 and True Tales of Ghostly Encounters is $12.95. And like I said, you remember, you get 10% off. Just email me if you want them because I do have them in stock and I would just charge you whatever it costs me to ship them. I don't rip people off on shipping. So.
Or just wait till next week because nobody seems to be answering the trivia questions anyway.
You know, and you know, I used to always lug these books to every meeting, you know, monthly meeting and sell them at the meeting. But now that there's three meetings taking place in various places in the state, it would just be way too expensive to give each team leader that much book stock to potentially sell. Because you know. So I do have the books. I keep them in stock here if you want them. And I also, to tell you the truth, too, I still have two 2008 astrological calendars by Llewellyn. And here it is. We're almost, you know, towards the end of February. I think they retail for $14 or $15.95 each, but, you know, if you want one and you're a member of the NJGHS, you'll get 25% off. If you're not a member, I'll give you 15% off because you still got the better part of the year. And those are good calendars because you get the moon phases for ghost hunting. You get the astrological, you know, each sign each month gives you your little sign for the month, your little shtick or whatever. So those are good calendars. And then I have some of the other annuals by Llewellyn. I have 2008 Moon Sign Book, Sun Sign Book. The 2008 Magical Almanac is in stock. What else do I have? I think I have one 2008 witches calendar left for some people who like all the herbals and different folklore and everything that's in the witches calendar. This is all Llewellyn products, but, and we have bumper stickers still, you know, honk once if you're haunted, twice if you're possessed. So those retail for what, $2.50 each or something, or $2 each, you know, whatever. But yeah, you may say, hey, you know what? Can I buy the book and throw in a bumper sticker as a bookmarker? Not a problem, you know. But just email me, because I would like to start moving some of this stock. I think we're pretty much out of T-shirts. I'm going to have to place an order for some of those again so we can start selling them again at the meetings. Plus, we'll need them for the para-intensive and the paranormal intensive in September. But so it's a good book. So if you're interested in any of the books and you don't see them on our page, definitely shoot me an email, and I will make sure you get a copy after you pay for it. Little
cash
things like that.
Preferred.
Well, I mean, you know, PayPal is fine. So, I mentioned the Paranormal Intensive. I want to remind people that that's September 20th. It's going to come faster than you think. So, you know, make sure you go to the Para Intensive page of the NJGHS site and pick out the workshops you want. PayPal is set up for each workshop. There's a description. There, you know, if there's going to be handouts, key takeaways, everything is delineated there for you to see under each workshop. The presenters, that, you know, who's going to be teaching each workshop. You can click on their picture. It'll take you to their respective sites or their bios so you can get the good background. You know who is booking up, because you asked me earlier, and is Carl Petrie.
Really?
For the Psychic Detective 101. Yeah, Carl, so far, he's booking up the most in terms of the workshops. Of course, the Spirit Circle, I think at last count we had about 7 or 8 people already booked for that, and we can only, that maxes out at 25 people, so that's, you know, that's not going to be too hard to fill up. So, anyway. So make sure you check that out and get registered. And, you know, Brian and I had dinner at the Charlie Brown's again. So that was good.
Yep.
You liked your steak and everything?
It's okay.
Yeah, it was just okay.
I've had better. I've had worse.
Yeah. Yeah, Charlie Brown's is not like, I mean, they try to say Charlie Brown's Steakhouse. It's kind of like, well, it's kind of like Red Lobster seafood. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know.
Charlie Brown's restaurant.
Yeah, they call it a steakhouse, but and they do steaks, but it's not the same as like going to Ruth's Chris. I mean, that's like, you know,
yep.
You've been there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that not, that's when you're, if you're a serious steak lover, that is the place you go to.
And if you like a la carte.
Yeah, it's not cheap, but you know what? It's, if you're, you know, it's, my one friend always told me that his mother always said, you know, for seafood, if you can't see the water, don't place the order, you know? And it really makes sense, because it's like, why would you go to a steak place and order a lobster tail? You know, if you're not near the water and you can't, you know, it's not going to be that fresh because it's shipped in. I don't know. But therein lies some truth. It's like, if you go to Maine, well, what's Maine known for but a Maine rock lobster? I mean, that's where you go for lobster. And if you want steak, you go to Ruth's Chris, because it's like amazing. And not, and after seeing that whole beef thing, did you see that on the news?
Heard about it, didn't read on it.
Oh, God. You know, I've always said if I had to be on a farm and kill my own chickens for food and what have you, I would definitely be full-blown vegetarian. And, I, you know, at different parts in my life, I've been vegetarian. And not strict, like some of them, like, will only eat, you know, like if it is grown like in a petri dish. Oh, well, I can eat that. You know, it looks like seaweed or grass, but I'm not that strict. I was like what they call a lacto-parvo vegetarian, so I would eat eggs, I would eat cheese and dairy products. I just wouldn't eat veal, chicken, or any kind of beef, you know. Wouldn't eat duck, but I would allow myself to have the seafoods. I would have fish, lobster, shrimp. That was like as meaty as I could get. Everything else was just the vegetable-based. And you can live like that, but if I had it, I mean, I could never name, like, oh, my cute little cow, kill it, and then go and eat, ew. Well, they had these, this was this whole recall, and you know what the sick part is? Most of that meat, that was all sold to the food service industry for schools. So, now, while they were saying there was really no risk of illness, they still deemed it unfit for human consumption because of the cruelty to these animals. Basically, these animals were, these cows were, like, sick. I mean, they couldn't even, the one was just laying there and they're pushing it with a forklift. The other guy was beating it with a cattle prod. And the one poor cow, they were pulling it with like a, almost like a bridle, like you would put on a horse. Mm-hmm. They had that. And so they're kind of pulling it by its mouth. And you could see its hind legs were totally dysfunctional. And the poor cow is on its belly being dragged. And it's trying to move its front legs to kind of crawl along with how they're pulling it. And the back legs were just dragging. I mean, I was in tears watching this. And then it hits me. And I'm like, I remember when I went the whole vegetarian route. They tell you that basically, if you had a mother, you don't eat it. If it had a face, you don't eat it. That's the rule for vegetarianism. It's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you ate fish.
Right. Yeah. Like I said, I wasn't a strict vegetarian. I was lacto-parvo, and I ate seafood. No. Yeah, I was parvo because of the eggs. All right, so anyway. You know, it's just the one thing they stress to you. Like, they say in the plant kingdom, when you want to get, this gets all the metaphysical stuff, but plants have an inherent high vibratory frequency. So therefore, if all you're eating is organic, like plant-based food, that's the high vibrations you're starting to put into yourself. So you start to raise your own vibrations. You do become a lot more attuned. I don't know if you want to just call it more psychic. I mean, it's like amazing. You get blown open. If you want a real quick cheat sheet to becoming psychic, get rid of all the meat. Pull it all out of your diet. Stick to just plant-based foods, and you will open up tremendously. Someone like me who's a little, needs more grounding, which I found out. Yeah, you know. I was someone that needs to tether with a burger once in a while or forget it. But yeah, when I'm vegetarian, I mean, it's just like I'm this human antenna. And I was having difficulty till I learned from my mentor how to control it, because I could be in the cafeteria waiting to get my lunch and picking up on the person in front of me and getting sick and couldn't eat. I could be in ShopRite and hearing all these. It happened during that presentation that time where I went on autopilot doing the presentation, and I heard the one woman's head say in her head, "Oh God, I hope she can't tell I'm sleeping with this guy." And she looked at this guy across the table from her, and I'm like, oops. And then all of a sudden I was blank, and I had to turn around and look at the slide on the screen to see where the hell I was in the presentation. I mean, it can be that bad unless you get tethered or unless you learn to control it, in any event. That said, the reason they tell you this is because when you eat meat, meat has a much lower vibratory frequency. It's negative. These are animals that are kept in hellacious conditions, like Tyson is, oh my God, they're famous for like the most disgusting, cruel, horrific treatment of their chickens. Well, guess what, people? The thing that animal experiences, all that cruelty throughout its life, it's starting to store it in its cellular memory, in its cells, in its flesh, okay? Then, at the time of death, whether it's a quick head chopping or an electrocution or a big firecracker up the ass, I don't know how the hell they do it, but when they off that animal, it is such an intense anger and fear. It has to go somewhere. Well, the animal's dead. It shoots into every cell in their body. So now this animal gets cut up and portioned out, and you buy it, and you go home and you cook it. And you ever notice, like, the people who are the big meat eaters are the most aggressive, nastier people on the Well, you make fun of vegetarians. You always say, oh, they're kind of flaky, they're kind of spacey. Well, that's why. A, they're not grounded as much. B, they're more open spiritually and psychically because they're on a higher vibratory frequency. B, they're not ingesting all that cruelty, that negativity, that sickness. Oh, and that's another thing. You don't ever buy chicken parts, and here's why. And this came out years ago. The chicken had tumors and cancer. What they do is they say, well, you know what? The wing is okay. This leg's okay. So take that and package it and sell it. And just the rest of it that's tumor-ridden, well, we'll make dog food out of it. Okay? And that's really what happens. So they always used to tell you, if you're going to buy a whole friggin' chicken, get the whole chicken, because it had to be diseased and tumor and cancer-free in order for them to sell the whole damn thing. When it's parts, parts is parts. Those are the parts that were left that weren't cancer-ridden that they could sell. The cancer-ridden crap, guess what? That ends up in your dog food. So, you know, your family pet who is probably considered a member of the family, that's the crap you're feeding him. You're basically saying, here, have some cancer, honey. Good boy. You know? So anyway, I saw that whole cattle thing, but didn't you, so do you understand, like, to
no,
see those cows
agree.
And what they were going through, and...
But I don't agree with your assessment.
What do you mean?
Are you saying meat eaters are more aggressive and
That's all I'm telling you is what I heard and what I have witnessed and what I've experienced personally.
I'm a major meat eater.
Yes, I know you are. And you are the exception, not the rule.
Let me tell you. A lot of your exceptions lately.
No, seriously, Brian.
Those effing Pennsylvania drivers. And...
Oh, I'm so glad I'm never dating
those
another
damn,
computer geek. This morning I'm running around trying to get ready and we're having this conversation and I'm like, don't come down the hallway because it was so bloody hot. And I'm used to being in my underwear when I get ready, but Brian showed up early and I'm like, well, stay in the living room and don't come down the hallway because I'm trying to get ready and I can't have my bathrobe on because I'm sweating my ass off. And then we start having this whole conversation. What were we talking about? How did we even get to that? Or we were talking about Chris or something?
Well, of course. What else do you talk about?
And I was like, yeah, thank God I'm not dating any more computer geeks. I've had my fill of friggin' geeks. And then Brian's like, thanks. I'm like, oh, present company excluded. But seriously, I remember back in my sales days, okay?
Oh, here we go.
And let me tell you, I was 26 years old. I had to go be the only female in most meetings and sales meetings and proposals and you name it and signing secrecy agreements. And I was usually the only woman and only 26 at the time. And I knew if I had a big presentation to do the night before, we were having steak for dinner. Why? Because steak will make me a bitch on wheels. And I knew I needed that testosterone rush the next day to go head to head with all these men in that boardroom. So I would eat a steak. I would have like full-on bitch and the brass ovaries. I could pull off the meeting, the presentation, make the sale, and then...
So you're eating steak every day?
No. Brian, you don't want to know nothing. Believe me. You should thank God you've never... I know it now, and I know how nasty it makes me. If I finally do break down once in a blue moon, I will want... And I'm not a big meat eater. I like filet mignon. So if I was going to have red meat and I was going to really treat myself, it would be a beautiful piece of filet mignon with sauce béarnaise on the side. Okay? But I will look at the calendar and I will make sure for the next 7 days I am going to have zero to minimal human interaction. I will basically sequester myself because I know I will rip off your head and shit down your neck after I've had that steak. So... Believe me, you think this is me, nutty, nice, nasty, kind of bitchy fun. That's like, you know, Satan would be biting his nails in fear that I'd be taking over soon. You know?
Well, now that we've digressed enough.
We've covered cattle and beef and chickens and tumors. Well, hey, you know, I don't want to come back and, can you imagine, what about the ghost chickens? Those abattoirs and all that's, oh, God. I'm telling you, people, if you ever saw how these animals are put together.
Well, what about the fish?
And then, you know, I'm telling
you.
What about
the fish and the lobsters and all that stuff you eat?
Oh, even in the lobsters, when they stick them in the boiling water, you hear it scream?
What about the fish?
What about the fish?
They reel them up. They can't breathe.
I know. Yeah. It's just.
And you're eating that.
Well, it does say in the Bible that the fish was okay, but still, I know, I get your point. It's still, if I had to do it, I'm telling you, if I had to go and capture something and chop its head off, forget it. I'd be like, all right, so where's the next piece of grass coming from? I guess that's what we're having for dinner, because I couldn't do it. I marvel at these people who can take a gun and shoot a deer. I'm like, a deer? You know.
Doe?
A deer? A female deer? Yeah. But they're so sweet and beautiful. And I'm like, how could you? My mother's friend always used to say it's not a sport unless the deer has a gun, too. Right? Oh, all right. We're going to wrap it up now. The preceding segment's dedicated to the memory of Steve Irwin. So stay tuned to our website, njghs.net, and you'll get all the greatest and latest info blasted into your email inbox if you sign up for the NJGHS Yahoo groups. And guess what? The link is right on the homepage. If you don't want to send in a parashare and you do want to be a member of the NJGHS, make sure you click on the little PayPal link that describes membership, and for $20, you'll become a lifetime member. Right, Brian?
Which is kind of stupid, since you can get it for free with a parashare.
We don't want to insult their intelligence.
Why? I do it all the time.
I know.
Morons.
Oh. Oh, and don't forget to vote for our show in case it's kind of late in the month. But you know what? If you're on Podcast Alley, vote for the show anyway. All right. So thanks to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
Our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish, Dina Tirico and Laura Lindemann. Of course, thanks to all of you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly because at some point in life, you have to meet The Deadline.